This fella had 4 O-levels, mugging, knife and boozing and shoplifting. Somebody threw a petrol bomb at him and he drank it.
He was a brilliant comedian. We used to go and see him in the Troxy. It was a cinema on New York Road years and years ago. Just listening to him, one joke after another, all just linked up.
He'd be up there, up in the sky with George Best and Ollie Higgins and Strong Park up there as well, and the Pearly Gates. We're lucky getting in, sorry, Bob.
Jackie and Agnes were at the front of the queue at Belfast City Hall today to write a farewell message in the book of condolence for their favourite comedian.
We met him in a local club one time and he just came over and shook everybody's hand. No airs and graces about him at all, you know. Didn't forget his roots.
Englishman, Irishman, the Scot invited to a Christmas party. Woman says, bring something to do with Christmas. Englishman brought a bag of tinsel. Scot brought a bag of holly. Said the Irishman, what have you brought? Said, a pair of knickers. Said, what has that got to do with Christmas? He said, they're carols.
Frank Carson is remembered today with a smile. Listening to the tributes pour in has been difficult for his family, but appreciated nonetheless. Frank's son Aidan phoned Radio Ulster to thank the listeners.
It's a surreal time, I suppose. It's very difficult. But it's fantastic to hear what people are saying about him. It's just really, really heartwarming.
So, like father, like son, it seems, because Frank Carson was a keen listener and regular caller too. Here on Evening Extra, we last spoke to Frank in January when one of his contemporaries, singer Bridie Gallagher, died.
She was a very nice woman until maybe sometimes she got a few drinks, so you were never safe. She was absolutely lovely. I'll always remember her with pride.
And the jokes haven't stopped now Frank's gone either. A family statement ends, quieter down here, God help them up there. His funeral will be in Belfast on Saturday the 3rd of March. Expect some famous faces. Today, comedian Patrick Keelty paid tribute to a legend who paved the way for others to follow.
Honoured by the Pope, served in the paratroopers, loved in England, lived in Balbriggan in the south, and a son of Northern Ireland. Frank was comfortable with everyone and for everyone. You know, while bombs were going off across mainland UK, for him to come out and to show a different face for Northern Ireland, he opened so many doors for us.
And let's not forget the charity work that earned him that honour from the Pope, who made Frank Carson a Knight of St Gregory. He worked with Baroness May Blood and the Integrated Education Fund.
One of my biggest disappointments for Frank was that he was never honoured here. You know, Frank done so much charity work. I think he would have been a worthy recipient of some kind of an honour, but that wasn't to be.
But did May Blood laugh along with Frank?
No. I have to say no, and he knows that Frank's humour was something you had to either like or not like, because once he got the mic, you couldn't get it off him.
You know, I heard, and I thought, oh boy, a fan. And I turned around, and there was a fella trying to get sauce out of the bottle. It's a cracker, isn't it? A cracker.